There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
New black guy with good credit.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. What's good, Sean?
What's good, my brother?
Bro, you know what season it is, don't you?
Of course, I'm wearing the blue, the orange, and the white, Matt. You know what that means, dog.
No, what does that mean?
It's killing Knicks season. We're going to the playoffs, bro. It's killing Knicks season.
No,
I'm not talking about.
I'm not talking about NBA playoffs, Sean. Talking about tax season, bro. We are a finance show.
This is not ESPN. A long time. I get to see Knicks playoffs, man. I'm excited.
You know what? You are absolutely right. My bad. I should allow a Knicks fan his rightful place to celebrate the playoffs.
I got my Knicks jersey, my Randall jersey, my Knicks shoes, my Jordan Knicks color shoes. That's like a isn't that like an oxymoron? Like I have Jordans and Knicks colors. That's like. Weird.
Yeah, that's deep 90s basketball, right? That does not fit. That is an oxymoron for
that's
real.
That's an oxymoron for real. Yeah, but it is tax season. You know, this is where we give the great United States the money that they deserve to keeping us safe and, you know, giving us the lifestyle that we hopefully all deserve.
It's when your uncle starts to reach into your pocket.
That favorite uncle of mine, the infamous Uncle Sam. Yep.
Well, to start us off, let me just give a overarching note to all of our listeners here in the good old US of A, the deadline to file your taxes this year is April 18th. I know normally it's the 15th, but this year it's April 18th. So Sean, aside from that overarching note, why don't you give the people some thoughts? What are your thoughts this year when you think about tax season for our listeners? Any tips or just kind of how are you feeling? What do you want the people to know?
Well, you know, taxes has always been a little overwhelming for me, believe it or not. I mean, I let my accountant do a lot of it. I put some spreadsheets together for him. But with every, there's so many changes going on. I recommend everybody to have an accountant or a tax advisor, tax preparer, just somebody that is keeping abreast of everything that's going on so you don't miss anything. You know, I know there's people can get software to help them as well if that works. But I like the human factor.
Good.
But one of the things, the major changes to tackle, like all these perks that we got during COVID that Congress gave us, everything's about to expire. You know, some of the things like the increased deduction for you, Matt, where you made all those great charitable donations, that may change. Suspension of required and minimum distributions from retirement accounts when you get over 70 and a half, that's going to change. Topping up your unemployment benefits to $600 a week, that's all that's going away. Retroactive increase in the amount of net operating losses that can be deducted. Exclusion of certain employer student loan payments. As everybody knows, that's a big thing that's happening. People are actually even going up to Supreme Court to petition against, you know, having to pay back these student loans. So there's a lot of changes happening and it's going to be a lot to juggle. And it's like, as we say in the hood, Matt, you got some drama going on with all that.
All right, Sean.
I know that's a lot, Matt. Sounds like a lot. I know it's a lot. I don't want to sound like Debbie Downer, but maybe for this episode I might be. So what about anything that's good that you know happening in the tax year?
Yeah, I mean, you just rattled off like six or seven things that are ending or sunsetting where it just seemed like a whole lot of bad news. Your Ebenezer Scrooge, you just rattled off like six or seven things that are changing or kind of ending that are not really great for the taxpayer. But so let me give the people a few positive notes. Inflation adjustments have been lifted to contribution amounts for 401ks to the highest adjustment, 1 year adjustment ever. In 2022, it's now at $20,500. And in 2023, the contribution number will be $22,500. So that's a significant increase in the amount we can contribute to our 401ks. Any thoughts on that, Sean?
Well, that's great, because I know they also increased IRAs too, from $6,000 to $6,500 in 2022. And in your case, Matt, you can even contribute more if you're over 50. I think this is all great. Really? You know, it's adjusting with inflation. So by the time you're ready to take your money out, it'll be worth what it is today. So I think the Congress has done a great job acknowledging that we're in an inflationary period and they should raise the contribution limits. And I always say to everybody listening, you know, max that out. Max out your contribution limit. Try to max out the most you can, especially with 401ks when they have matching programs, because that means whatever you contribute, a percentage of it, they'll match. So I think that's a great way to increase your net worth and increase your savings. So now, try to max out.
Is there a player deduction for single players like yourself? As
opposed to yeah, standard deductions in 2022 is actually $12,950. And for locked up, caged up, can't go out, can't see the light of day, married couples like yourself, Matt, hey, you and your wife, when you guys file collect together, you can deduct up to $25,900. What this means, I don't know if anybody heard of a Schedule A where you kind of list all your expenses, all your write-offs, all your deductibles. If you don't attach a Schedule A, you can just take a standard deduction. So if your deductions add up to more than this number, you do want to list a Schedule A. But if they don't, you can just take a standard deduction of these amounts, depending on which way you file.
Here's a little update in reference to IRAs and 401ks. The required withdrawals from your IRAs and 401ks, the age raised from 72 to 73 beginning in 2023. And the age will go up to 75 beginning in 2033. And just, you know, in reference, in 2019, the age went from 70 and a half to 72.
We're living longer, buddy. They're giving us more time to keep our money stashed away before we require to take it out. That's beautiful. Yeah, another key note. Hope everybody's got their pen and paper. This is why you got to take notes. Individual married couples can only take a $10,000 deduction towards state and local taxes per return. And this is kind of tricky, because think about it. I, as an individual, me alone, Sean, Linda, I can take a $10,000 deduction towards state and local taxes. But if Matt and his wife, that's been caged up for 50 odd years, hey, they can only take collectively the same $10,000, versus if they filed separately, they could take $10,000 each. So it's kind of like, you know, you don't really win on this one if you're married.
All right, player.
Well. I know it's a little complicated for everybody, but just look when for your state and local taxes, just make sure you take the full $10,000 deduction. All right. And investors that have stock prices going up and down, you won't be affected. If you had a bad year, like say you bought a lot of crypto, or you just overall you took a hit on your portfolio, you're not going to be paying any kind of loss or gain or taxes unless you sell. When you sell, and this is a rule that they want to change for those billionaires that never really sell their stock and just leverage them. Like, if you're not really have to report any gains or losses until you sell your stock. Okay. But if you decide to sell your stock at a loss, you can apply that loss towards any gains you have made in some other area, in real estate, any other type of investment. You can say, okay, if I made $100 on something, but I took a loss and $100 in crypto, then it all nulls out and I don't got to pay taxes. So it may be good to look, if you did decide to sell some of your portfolio at a loss, it may be a good time to apply it towards a gain that you've made. Or if you don't have a gain, maybe don't sell until, you know, you get there. So it's really just plus and minuses.
And for any of our listeners who lived in areas where there were disasters, so if you live in a disaster area, most likely you will be given an extension to file your taxes as late as October. Definitely check online to verify that. But a lot of times when there are disasters, the government will offer extensions. So look out for that if you need it.
And just as a keynote, we're only talking federal taxes here. When it comes to state taxes, you should check with your local state authorities to find out what the rules are over there. But if you live in the state of Florida, that's not applicable to you. I'll pay no state taxes. What a wonderful state. We need to get there in New York.
All right. Well, while we're breaking down some tax tips for you, I think we need to take a quick break, Sean, for a quick commercial break so we can raise some money and revenue for our show so we can pay our taxes. So Exactly. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be back with more conversation about what you need to know before you file your taxes on Two Black Guys with Good Credit. We'll be right back. Black Guys.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Black guys. Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Today, it's all about tax season and what you need to know before you file your taxes. So, Sean, it's time for us to break down our top five things that the people need to do. I'll start us off. Tip number five, start gathering your documents early. Gather all the documents you need to file your taxes as early as possible. I mean, in fact, earlier than this show is airing, to be honest, but start now if you haven't. Gather those documents. That includes your W-2 forms, 1099s, bank statements, any receipts that make sense that are applicable to any deductions and any other tax-related documents. Get those things together, people.
Number four, take advantage of deductions and credits. Look for deductions and credits that could reduce the amount of taxes you owe. This could include deductions for student loan interest, charitable donations, or medical expense. And I don't want to say it, but I say, trump your taxes. If the president paid zero, my golly, you try to get to zero too, okay? Trump your taxes.
Wow, I thought that was the word we weren't allowed to say around here. Anyway, just kidding. Tip number three, file electronically. Filing electronically is the fastest and safest way to file your taxes. It also allows you to receive your refund faster, and it also allows you to live in the year 2023 as opposed to 1983. There's no reason to not be using technology, people. File electronically.
Number two, Matt, pay your taxes on time. This is me. My accountant would always say, oh, do an extension. But that, you know, that'll cost you penalties. So, you know, just make sure you pay on time. And the deadline, like Matt said earlier, it has been extended this year to April 18th. So as we say every show, pay on time.
And finally, our number one tip for what you need to know and what you need to do for tax season this year is double check your return. Before submitting your return, check for any mistakes or omissions. And that, because that can save you money in the future or any future headaches. If there's a mistake, you want to catch that. A, if you're filing early, you know, you're not in a rush on April 18th running to the, you know, post office or running to get it done where you don't even have time to really, you know, really look at it. If you're early with all these tips, you gather your docs early, you take advantage of all your proper deductions and credits, you got your receipts, your statements, all your forms. Take the time to look at it and make sure what you are submitting is correct.
You didn't let me do a bonus, bro. Can I do a bonus?
Of course you can.
Thank you, bro. And the bonus one is
the Knicks are winning. You can do more than a point.
Seven games in a row as to date when we're not. Let's hope that they're playing Boston tonight, Matt. I know this is not timestamped this show, but let's hope by the time this show airs, they have kicked Boston's butt. But the bonus one is if you need to do a charitable donation, you need to write something off, you want to give to a good cause, send a donation to our parent part company, financially clean. We are registered in 501c nonprofit. It can be written, deducted from your taxes, and you'll be helping a good thing with teaching financial literacy. That's my bonus tip. Give to financially clean people.
I think that's a great tip. A little self-serving, but in truth, it is a great tip. Like whether it's financially clean or another charitable donation, but we'll definitely encourage you to support financially clean, especially if you feel like you're getting any value out of what you're hearing on Two Black Guys with Good Credit. Definitely consider financially clean as a place to donate. All right. Well, on that note, it's time for us to sign out, sign off, so you can start gathering up those tax documents, people. Like I always say, nothing changes if nothing changes. So this year, change some things. If you've had issues in the past, filing late or whatever, follow these tips, get it together and change so you're early and up on top of your thing this year. I'm Matt Smith for Two Black Guys with Good Credit, and I'm out.
I'm Sean Linda, the better half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit, and I'm out as well. And as I say, it's your money. People, keep it in your damn pocket. Send us a note at tbgwgc@gmail.com, twoblackguyswithgoodcredit@gmail.com. And I'm out. Peace. Black guys.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.